What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, how about this? All of a sudden, Shador Sanders is going to be QB1, at least for a preseason game. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. He was buried on the depth chart, Pearl.
Yeah.
QB4, but because Joe Flacco is a veteran and because everyone else in the quarterback room is banged up, now Shador Sanders gets the nod for the Carolina Panthers, Cleveland Browns preseason game.
No, the universe was not going to let the Browns off the hook and bury Shador Sanders at four-string quarterback. I love it because it's going to force them to make some real decisions here. And here's the other issue. They have Flacco and Sanders, and now Snoop Huntley is a third string. How do we know if someone else is going to get hurt? Maybe they have to sign another veteran. Maybe, I don't know, Bailey Zappi's going to be the week one starter. Oh, the way they're going, everybody's hamstring is hurt. Flacco's 40. Shador, has not thrown to Jerry Jeudy yet, and he's starting the first preseason game. The whole thing is chaotic.
It is, and to me, this has always weirdly been loaded against Shador, this quarterback battle. You know, they never gave him first-team reps. Now they're forced to because of all these injuries. And I just think he's going to have to play so amazingly well in this preseason game to even get a sniff at being the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. And whether that starts as a backup or whatever, and then backup, you're one hit away from being the starter. But I just, for some reason, I don't know why, they selected him in the fifth round, but it doesn't seem like they ever really wanted to give him a shot. And I don't think he's your average fifth-round quarterback. I don't think watching him play last year, to me, didn't look like a fifth-round talent.
Okay, but even if he was a third-round talent, he probably shouldn't be starting week one. Dylan Gabriel got drafted in the third round. He should not be starting week one either. Mm. Will Howard, any of these guys, take any late-round quarterback, Graham Mertz, Quinn Ewers. We really shouldn't be seeing any later-round, non-first-round quarterback start week one. Cam Ward for sure, but even Jackson Dart, who went in the 20s, he's not starting for the Giants, and he probably shouldn't. It takes a long time. I personally, if I'm a Sanders fan, I don't want to see him thrown to the Wolves. The Browns have this terrible schedule to start the season. Bring him on later in the year. So their strategy is fine, right? I mean, you have no problem with that.
No, I just don't love how this quarterback competition was always going down. But again, now he really has a moment. And if he can take advantage of this, then it's going to almost force the Browns to have to take him seriously. And I think the reason why is because the owner, Jimmy Haslam, who I always have thought had a hand in drafting Shador in the fifth round, if he watches Shador play well, sees the attention it's going to bring to the team, I think that's what makes Shador a real contender. But he's going to, for the job, but he's really going to have to play well.
I mean, yeah, I know what you're saying, but the reality is it's probably not best for him to start week one. That would be probably the worst thing that could happen to any rookie quarterback who's not, A, they're not ready, and B, the team is not ready. And I'm looking at the schedule. They have Brian Flores and the Vikings coming on. Can you imagine that blitz package? No offense to the Big 12 or anything, but he never saw anything like that at Colorado.
We have a poll question up for you. Can Shador Sanders win the Browns QB1 job? Right now, 62% of you are saying no. You can go vote at Maggie and Pearl. Hey, it's Wednesday. It's been a while. Let's bring back the great debate.
The Great Debate Series.
That feels good. Haven't done this in a minute.
Yeah, no, this is it's always a fun time.
Okay, so
especially when I win the great debate, that's that just makes my Wednesday.
Yeah, air quotes win. The real win, Pearl, is that we just get to do the show all together every day. Isn't
that? Well, we do a poll with every great debate. When I win that poll, it gives me a big shot of confidence. Now, sometimes we come into these great debates and we actually, you know, you can play to the public with your answer here. You know, that's how a great debate works. So it's tough, but I feel good today coming in. I feel really solid with my choice.
All right. Today we are asking you, who is the most box office must-see athlete right now? Not all time. Let's not make this a Michael Jordan Wayne Gretzky thing. You know, we're not going back in time to watch Satchel Paige. Okay? We're talking about right now. Who is the most box office athlete that we have? Like, if an alien landed from outer space and said, like, show me the one athlete I gotta see, who would it be?
Yeah, I'm viewing it as the alien landing argument. And listen, I don't know if Satchel Paige was at one point the most box office. It's a random pull out of there. I like it. I need to show this alien football. Wherever they're from, they need to see America's sport. They're not going to understand the rules. Even Europeans don't understand the rules. But I want to show them the best football player alive, and that is certainly Patrick Mahomes.
2 for 3, much better than a week ago when they were just 2 for 13 on third down. Mahomes keeps it, goes behind the back. Kelsey's got it for the first down. How do you like that?
That's Kelsey for the first down. Now all of a sudden it's another thing for defenses to worry about.
Yeah, I need to see old Mahomes, by the way, not the last 2 years Mahomes. I need to see left-handed throws, no looks. We forget this guy is the most creative quarterback maybe of all time. I think we're more used to him as a winner now, but he's also a lot of razzle-dazzle, and I think they want to bring back the passing attack this year in KC. So this is my guy. I have to be honest. I was tempted by other football players. Mm. I'm a big Jahmyr Gibbs fan. You know that. But I couldn't answer aliens. Here's Jahmyr Gibbs. I would just be like, they'd be like, okay, like, why is he sharing the backfield with David Montgomery? And then I get into Ben Johnson leaving. So I'm going easy Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you don't have to explain his zone blocking scheme. It's just exhausting. Okay, we're asking who is the most box office athlete right now? To me, guys, it's the Revolution. She's not just an athlete. She's an entire movement. Mm-hmm. It's Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin again. She's calling for the ball from Cunningham. Clark, another long three. She's back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, right now, Caitlin Clark is hurt. But, you know, right now, Caitlin Clark is the most box office athlete that we have. What I have to explain to these hypothetical aliens that land on Earth and then we take them to see one athlete, like the social dynamic between men and women and all of that stuff, yes, I would. I'd probably have to give a little dissertation about what Caitlin really means.
Yeah, what are those things flying onto the court?
Yeah, that would be a whole other discussion with the aliens. But probes. Anyway, Caitlin from downtown. That's what I need to show them. Logo threes, the highlights, not just Caitlin shooting. The passing is unbelievable. She's a spectacular passer. And then who is this ponytailed warrior with all that swag? This is what I need to show an alien. This is one of our great athletes right now. The arenas are filled. They're chanting her name. And just that's the hottest ticket in town. Caitlin Clark, wherever she is.
I mean, bringing them to if she's playing against Chicago and Angel Reese, then I'd love to hear the aliens weigh in on that topic, too.
Probably get them aggregated on Fox News. EJ, who's the most box office athlete right now?
Okay, so Mahomes is great, but football, you got to sell violence. And Caitlin is great, but everyone shoots from deep now. So if you're going to talk about showing an athlete who's must-see box office, alien comes in and say, show me what the greatest you got. You got to go with Ant-Man.
Yeah, I'm the truth.
Another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back and threw it down. And one from the Raptors.
I mean, Anthony Edwards, you watch a game, you literally don't know what you're going to see. He may jump over a guy. He may block a shot to win a game. He may score 50 points. Like, it's a queen's gambit of what you may see. But the athletic feats, you want to talk about a guy doing something incredible that you may never see before, Anthony Edwards is the guy you're going to get closest to for that. So, for me, I'm going with the Minnesota Timberwolves All-Star, Anthony Edwards.
Okay, Manny, who's the most box office athlete right now?
Well, you guys say Caitlin Clark. You guys say Anthony Edwards. Before you can walk, you have to crawl. Let's give some love to a living legend, Wardell Stephen Curry.
The screens. Curry comes free. Gets the ball. Puts up a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry nails the three-pointer with 7/10 of a second remaining.
You want to talk about a guy who revolutionized the game, whether it was his shooting, his handles, also something that an alien would look at and ask, what the hell am I looking at? Young Steph Curry, old Steph Curry, we're at a point now where whether you love him or you hate him, you might have to start respecting it because that star is starting to dwindle. I'll go with Steph Curry.
Manny, still you didn't him. Go with Jamal?
You know what? I didn't think that would hit the national audience.
Had we been trying to win the poll.
Had we been talking to the European audience, that would have been that was actually the first name that came to mind. But I realized I was talking to Americans.
Yeah. But one thing about Curry,
soccer star.
Yeah, Curry's old. Like a lot of the guys that you would choose are just aging out. Like Messi, Ronaldo,
yeah.
LeBron, Steph Curry. Like you don't want to show an alien a 38-year-old, do you?
Yeah, but
like,
you got to show them how did this sport get to the level that it's at.
Yeah.
Steph Curry.
They don't want to diminish LeBron James. They're like, well, he's not that good. I'm like, you should have seen him 10 years ago. The aliens won't understand.
Gordon Damer's here for Andrew Bogish this morning. Who do you have, Gordon?
I know that the term unicorn has been kind of overdone now. Everybody's a unicorn. There's actually one unicorn, and we are lucky enough to be alive while this is actually transpiring, and that, of course, would be Shohei Ohtani.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way! Back it goes! Season. Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
I feel like I got Jordan with the third pick in the draft. I mean, like, this is like such a layup that, and it's not even like, you know, sometimes somebody comes along and they start a trend. He has not started a trend. He's still the only person who can do what he does. So
we are asking who is the most box office athlete right now? So the idea, aliens land from outer space. They tell us, take us to, you know, the one athlete that we must watch.
Yeah,
that's the great debate today.
If I had gone baseball, I personally would have gone Kyle Schwarber. I mean, I think that was your obvious answer. But,
we
all screwed up by missing soccer. Isn't soccer the world's sport if you're trying to show the alien? But I think that Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo being old kind of screwed that. That was my first thought. Like, oh, you got to show them Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, to show him Ronaldo now, don't you have to go to like Saudi Arabia? It feels like it's really long flight.
Yeah, but
you just came from outer space. Yeah, you don't want to get back on a plane.
I didn't think about them because they're playing in diminished leagues now. That sounds a little bit disrespectful, but they're not playing in Europe anymore. And
right.
I mean, yeah, they're having great seasons in, but again, they're playing in Saudi Arabia and the United States.
What about Mbappe?
Kylian Mbappe, well, I still don't think he's better than Lamine Yamal, but that's another guy that you want to definitely show the aliens. That French dude can kick it.
Also, I wanted to do Usain Bolt, but he's retired.
Retired.
Simone Biles, close enough?
I think technically is retired also.
We're not
in Olympic year, Pearl.
All these box office must-haves are just retired. Like, I just realized we're in a bit of a valley.
You know, you're right, though. If it was going to just be the most impressive athletic feat, I know Anthony Edwards dunking and stuff like that, but like showing someone doing the routine on a balance beam,
that'd be cool.
Is still the most jaw-dropping, like, how?
Yeah.
How do they do that? Not kill themselves.
But this whole exercise has taught me, like, there is a vacuum. Like, we do not have, like, the superstars are getting old. We need some new superstars.
Well, not Shohei. He's in his prime. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Caitlin. You know, you pick Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we're going to, these people are going to be around for a long, long time.
Yeah, but are they all Mount Rushmore? I think, EJ, you had to settle with Anthony Edwards. You would have rather had a prime LeBron.
Probably. I mean, I was dancing between Anthony Edwards and Wemby. Those are the two guys I had a tough thing with. But I still feel like, you know, the alien, if I'm thinking about the alien may be 10 feet tall. So they might not be
impressed by Wemby.
The alien be like, oh, he's one of us.
Yeah. Right, that's my cousin.
He was the first one here. We sent him along 20 years ago to sort of set the scene.
Exactly.
All right, so let us know what you think. Who is the most box office athlete right now? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up later in the hour, had to postpone from yesterday, but we're excited to be welcoming back Michael Lombardi, three-time Super Bowl champion as a front office executive, now the general manager of the North Carolina Tar Heels, working with his old pal Bill Belichick. He'll be along later in the show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So there was a lot of news yesterday in the NFL, but one story I thought got a little buried. The NFL has a new drug policy, and it's not about marijuana. Mm. They apparently don't test for that anymore. I'm not saying your Buffalo Bills looked like they had a lot of red eyes at night in some of the Hard Knock shots. That's besides the point.
Whoa, allegations.
Wow. Anyway, let's cut that out of the podcast. It's not about steroids. It's not about HGH. It's about smelling salts. And this is a huge deal, Maggie, because NFL players and coaches love to use smelling salts. They think it keeps them alert for the game.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing. Is it a performance enhancer? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like caffeine. It's like Red Bull times 1,000. It immediately wakes up your whole brain.
Okay, I've never used them before. I had no reason to. But here's George Kittle crashing the NFL Network set because apparently they got this memo that smelling salts are now banned.
George. Hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. So they got to go ahead and bring that back for George Kittle.
Yeah, so we got to figure out a middle ground here, guys. Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send an email.
Okay, more from Kittle says he uses smelling salts every drive.
airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off.
Is
my
it?
Chest.
Is it every before every drive? Is it? Is it
I'm an every. I'm an every drive.
Yeah, I've seen guys
down.
Like that.
I'm an every drive.
In between every play, he's
no, that's
one
too
in his
much.
Socks. Pulls out the sock.
Way too much.
Yeah, well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
I mean, no, definitely. But I miss those already.
Well, they haven't been outlawed at practice.
No, we don't have them out practice.
Okay, all right, just checking.
That's right. That was my only grievance. But besides that, you guys look fabulous. Friends, it's all yours.
You know, it's funny. The NFL said one of the reasons is that the smelling salts cover up for concussion symptoms, which is really scary. And I kind of get it. If people are using it to cheat the concussion protocol, then that seems like a problem.
Yeah, also seems like something that could be included in a lawsuit. Like, were they providing smelling salts? And then all of a sudden, you know, we didn't know that we were getting concussed. We're playing through it. It actually gets to a really serious place. But you watch these guys take these smelling salts. Yeah. On the sideline, they look insane.
Yeah.
There's no way to do this. Like, you look like you're going, like, into a different dimension for a second.
Which is part of football. Remember John Randall with the eye black when he was with the Vikings? Like, who knows what that guy was? You know, this is what you have to do to get up for an NFL football game because you have to be fully on. I think this is actually kind of a big deal. I don't think Kittle was 100% joking.
But is it a placebo effect at this point, too? Like, I know it actually has an effect, but do guys just convince themselves they do need it when they actually can play perfectly well without it? Do you really think Tom Brady, who used to do this all the time, that he needed smelling salts to have a comeback against the Falcons in the Super Bowl? No way.
He particularly needed smelling salts for that game.
Well, the first half was really, he was asleep.
Well, no, he talked about, he openly talked about, he had a concussion at the end of the game. Or he had a big head hit at the end of the game. Yeah, no, I do think these, like, first of all, we all drink coffee, right? And energy drinks, like, those work. All those drinks. Have you ever had, like, the high-end, like, energy drinks to kind of make you shake?
High-end? Yeah. What do you mean, like a martini?
This is so stupid, but one time I had to bench 200 pounds at Dan Patrick Show. Remember
that? Alrighty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you usually bench?
I could, back then, I could bench, like, 230 or something.
Okay.
I was happy to be good at that particular exercise for a skinny nerd like me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a workout guy in our gym and he gave me a can of something. He's like, this will get you over the top.
You just accepted a can of something from what I do to Gold's Gym?
It was an energy drink, but it was kind of different than normal. So I get up to the bench. I'm literally shaking.
Was it a Four Loko?
It was like the Four Loko without the booze.
Okay.
And it was the easiest lift I ever had in my life. I could have done it one-handed because of this drink.
Yeah, I take those and my face starts to get itchy. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's awesome. I started to like have a weird sweat, but I was cold. Mm-hmm. What are those called?
Energy drinks. Pre-workout.
Wait, why was your
face they're more than just Monster Energy. They're even a little more than Monster Energy.
Because of all the caffeine that's starting to infiltrate your body, it starts to basically panic a little bit, and you just get a better lift in, bro.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that sounds really safe.
Yeah, you want to try it? I'll bring some.
I mean, the Monster Energy thing is well explored. Like, these are massive amounts of caffeine and other stuff, too. The other stuff's really interesting. So now they're going to have to switch to that because players will find a way to motivate.
Oh, what Manny takes?
Yeah, no, there's more than just caffeine. Mm. It's there's guava or something. I don't even know.
The one that I have has deer antler spray, which was actually something that Ray Lewis got popped with.
Oh, I was at that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I was in that press conference.
I think it's the deer antler spray that makes you shake, gets you the itches. That's awesome.
That's when you know the good stuff's hitting the main artery.
No, I mean, you gotta before the game, down three cans of that, and then you gotta sniff smelling salts. Otherwise, like, are you even trying?
That's what I'm saying.
Chew on a deer antler?
Greg Kittle, man, him with these smelling salts is like me with my Zins, man. I gotta have one every hour.
Yeah. I know, we've been meaning to talk to you about that. Let's get to Gordon
just
Damer.
Nicotine.
Let's get to Gordon Damer, who's got a headlines for us.
Not even when George Costanza was intentionally trying to get fired by the Yankees would he suggested bringing in Devin Williams into a scoreless game in the eighth inning, but that's exactly what Aaron Boone did last night. And you know, John Sterling used to say, you can't predict baseball. Last night you actually could.
Pitch, swing, and a miss struck him out, and the Yankees skid continues. Texas wins 2-0. Yankees have lost their last five games.
Yeah,
you know you can't predict baseball.
Well, sometimes you can. The Yankees offense, AWOL, Rangers win it 2-0. That's the call on the fan. Yankees have now lost five straight and 18 of 29, or are 18 and 29 since June 13th. So the calls for Aaron Boone's job, among other things, are growing louder.
I remain confident in this group, but, you know, we continue to say that. And we got to start making it happen.
he's just out of ideas.
He's out of words to say.
By the way, I don't know if this is just my timeline because obviously working at WFAN for a long time, I'm in that pipeline of my social media, but there are more fake videos of Aaron Boone.
Oh, the AI.
Than any other coach or player. It's an epidemic. We think throwing the sex toys on the court has become an epidemic in the WNBA. The Aaron Boone AI fake videos, it's too much.
Yeah, and they're good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you didn't
wait,
know.
Wait, what happens in these videos?
He's like,
we're terrible. I can't wait to get fired. Oh, you know, those, like they're the dubbing
fake,
it.
The fake audio. Okay.
They're definitely fake, and you know it, but it sounds so real. It's so scary.
And even the mouth, like, even if you're like watching the mouth to see the words form, it's not that far off.
Wow.
I know. Andrew Kaplan, stop making those videos.
Yeah, I thought he was doing amazing dance moves or, like, triple backflips.
No.
It's just the.
It was impregnating, like, LeBron. Remember that weird video?
Huh?
No. Oh, LeBron filed the lawsuit and like because there was a video out there of him pregnant. It was weird.
What's he a famous
what side of TikTok are you on?
I can't see. No, everybody was talking about it and like
sure
a former boss by guessing was like, this is the most amazing thing ever. I'm like, okay, what? Okay.
What's the one that is a famous meme where the guy's coming out for a jumps out and comes out for a concert and everyone like, this is early
Psy.
It's Gangnam Style guy, right?
Yeah. That pops out from underneath the stage.
Or no, where Elon Musk would put his face and he comes out on stage and he's all fired up. Like, is you sure that's Psy? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the concert one, I'm definitely sure is Psy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fake when he pops out of the floor like that?
No, that's real.
Trump puts his face on. It's a famous meme that, like, if you're fired up or, Zach Taylor is a psych for game week three, then people will make that video.
Zach Taylor psyched for week three. Usually this team's 0-2 by that point, so he's usually hiding by week three. But sure.
I don't know. I was doing a thing on the Bengals, so sorry. I don't know why Zach Taylor jumped to mind. But I love that Gordon was all over that meme there.
Yeah, I know memes. That much I know. I have not seen the LeBron one, but I'll go search that after that the break. Some history in baseball last night.
There's a swing and a drive. Deep to left field. We are tied. His second of the ball game, and Gurriel brings the Diamondbacks right back here in the eighth.
Yeah, now the game, the Padres still won the game, but Lourdes Gurriel crushed a 103.9-mile-an-hour fastball from Mason Miller for a two-run home run. That is the hardest hit pitch for a home run since baseball started tracking it in 2008.
Wow. I feel like we get one of those now all the time.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It doesn't... Like, the numbers are not impressive enough. Like, you hear it, and you're like, yeah, all right. But it was just slightly more than the last one, so.
Should I try and sell Gordon my radar guns are fixed argument that you are so tired of?
It's not that I'm tired of it. It's just everyone gets mad at you over it.
Yeah, I just think that Nolan Ryan throws as fast as these guys, but it used to measure a 98. Now it measures at 103.
It's possible. I mean, it wouldn't stun me.
Yeah.
But.
Gordon seems more agnostic. Like, he doesn't even care one way or the other.
Wait till Roloff gets to the combine. That's your big radar guns are not real at the combine. So everyone's not really running.
Oh.
Like Isaiah Worthy didn't really run the 4.2 or whatever.
Then we're going far down the rabbit hole.
No, it's just the Phillies got the new closer, and he throws a slider at like 105 miles an hour. I'm like, odd.
I mean, every pitcher is getting hurt every other day, too. So, yeah, like, I think that they are legitimately get throwing harder now than ever before. Is it time to worry about Matthew Stafford? The Rams quarterback has not practiced in training camp because of a back injury. And some reports shed some light on what Stafford is dealing with. He has an aggravated disc that is keeping him off the field. He's already receiving treatment, including an epidural.
Yeah. How is he going to last the season? Seriously. And we talked about how Sean McVay and the Arch Manning connection and, you know, all this stuff. I don't think the Rams are going to be that bad that they would actually be in a top five situation where they could even possibly have a shot at Arch. They have that second first-round pick, don't forget, from Atlanta this year, from last year's draft. Matt, you're getting it. It's not even September. Like, how are you going to last the season?
Well, Stafford's a tough guy, though. I mean, he's been down and out many times and gotten onto that field. So, I don't know. If there's a quarterback can do it, Stafford plays hurt all the time.
I know, but at some points, you kind of do want to feel the pain, right? To kind of tell you when you need to stop or take a break. Like, epidurals... he could really do some damage.
But
I don't know.
It feels like an all-in year for Stafford. Like, I think he's going to go out there any way possible.
Well, hopefully not on a stretcher. Gordon, thank you so much. We have more on the Rams. We've got some 49er news for you as well. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, scheduled to have Michael Lombardi, North Carolina Tar Heels general manager.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next. Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. So glad to have you. So much to get to, including Nick Saban doing an interview recently. And, you know, he was asked to pick who he thinks is, you know, a standout team in the SEC, Pearl. He went pretty chalk on that, you know, Texas, Georgia, LSU, Alabama, kind of picked the top dogs there. But then he was asked about the college football playoff, and Saban had an interesting answer, which is if the committee, whoever's picking the college football playoff members, right, whoever's going to participate, if they are not focused on strength of schedule and instead just looking at the loss column, well, that's going to be a huge disadvantage for the SEC, which is something that you've been saying as well.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Saban and several other people have been lobbying, consider strength of schedule more next year. As soon as that ranking came out, the final 12 came out last year, the SEC started immediately saying, this is unfair. You're not counting how hard it is to go on the road in the SEC.
Right.
And then I remember your counterpoint was like, if you can't win in Vanderbilt, do you really belong in the playoff?
I did say that. No disrespect, Vanderbilt. But I'll just say this as I, you know, continue to understand what Nick Saban's talking about. And I do understand that the SEC traditionally has been the toughest top to bottom. I absolutely get that. But if you are only going to go by strength of schedule and not look at the loss column at all, then why even play the game? Because all that's going to matter now is what conference you play in and who you play. The result will not matter, right? You'd
that's
just be
true.
Going
it's,
off
it's,
the rankings.
No,
like,
that's
like
too
how
far.
Deep does this go? If you're 8-5 now because you have five losses, but because you're in the SEC and you played a hard schedule, you deserve to get in over a team that went 12-0?
Who did, first of all, you're going too far. I understand what you're saying, but who did Indiana beat that wildly impressed you last year? I'm looking at their schedule, like nobody.
Yes.
So what happens,
understand.
They happen to draw a bottom feeder Big Ten schedule, and they, of course they didn't win in the playoff because they probably didn't belong there. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation.
No doubt. And I think we have to do a better job of getting more balance. I think they're trying to fix the seeding issue as well. But there are also times when you are going to get the air quotes easy schedule in the SEC also, right? Where you are not going to be playing every single one of the top teams in the league. That's just what happens when these leagues are that big.
Well, you could do a metric. Who is producing the most NFL players? I would assume that means you have more talent, and the SEC is still head and shoulders above everybody else. I think 15 out of the 32 picks last year were out of the SEC. So, and the Big Ten's not far behind, by the way, to be fair. So I think that you could look at it and be like, they really are the best players, probably the highest paid coaches. They have a great argument to say, we should really dominate this 12-team playoff. There's a reason they're saying this, because they have a case. Because you look at the coaches poll, and you know how it's going to work. For example, the ACC schools on here, Miami's 10 and SMU 16. You know they're going to get a lot of easy wins in the ACC, and then they're going to storm up these rankings, because I think the way the rankings go, put too much into wins and losses.
I know, but then you're just playing everything out on paper. You're not giving an opportunity. Like, you know, Arizona State was 1-4 and 23 away from upsetting Texas. You know, like, if that changes.
They were the 4 seed, though, weren't they?
Well, yeah, but in new seeding, they probably wouldn't be, right? Because I don't know about the conference champions high. But, like, you're leaving then no possibility for any kind of, hey, you had an amazing season, you deserve to get into this tournament, and then let the chips go where they may.
But Indiana did get to play an elite team in Ohio State and lost 38-15.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, you're not saying if you're undefeated, you're not going to get in. They're basically saying if you have a choice between last year was Ole Miss, South Carolina, Alabama, were on the outside looking in, they have a great argument that we should have been in some of those other teams. We would have been more competitive. And I think we all kind of know that.
Yeah, I guess, like, if you're a Florida State fan, though, listening to us, you're like, we did go undefeated and still got left out of what was a 4-team playoff, right? And so,
I mean, you can't ignore what happened, though. Jordan Travis got hurt.
I get it, but they still, it's not a 1 versus, 11 out there, right? And they should have had the opportunity, but instead, who got the opportunity? Alabama, because they are that SEC school and because there already is a lot of respect given to the SEC, you know? And I understand what Coach Saban is saying about, you know, you have to consider strength of schedule, and I'm right there with him. But I think if you are just completely ignoring the loss column, then that's also a mistake. So
they're not
to have 4 losses, like how far do they want this to go? You have 4 losses in the SEC, you still get in over an ACC school that's got 1 loss?
4 losses in conference would probably screw. But that's
who's
not what
making this arbitrary. Who's saying what? Like, but if it's a hard strength of schedule, then I think Coach Saban would say, "Listen, we had to go. If you have to go on the road and play Georgia, LSU at home, and Texas A&M on the road at night, and da da da, then we deserve a benefit of the doubt."
You know who's making this decision? Common sense. I mean, people understand what's actually happening here. It's not like you have to, like, oh, well, they're 500 in the SEC. They're 7-6. Let's put them in over the second team in the ACC. Come on. I know committees aren't perfect, but they're not idiots. They can figure this out.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. EJ, I know this drives you absolutely bonkers.
It does. I just feel like at the end of the day, they are considering strength of schedule, because Alabama had 9 wins, Miami had 10 wins. Who's ranked higher in the college football playoff? Alabama. Because they looked at the schedule and they said, well, this team, even though Miami has more wins, they have better wins and they have a better schedule, so we're going to do that. South Carolina and Ole Miss, they were ranked ahead of Iowa State and BYU. Why? Because they looked at the conference and said, they have a better conference, they have better wins, they're in a situation where we know that we think they're a better team. So,
but you're talking about non-playoff teams. So
right, but they're ranking. But this idea that they're not taking strength of schedule into consideration is not true. They are taking it.
Those rankings after 12 are totally irrelevant. Who cares? Because they don't mean anything. They didn't put them in the playoff. What difference does it make if Ole Miss is 13 or 400?
Because
they weren't in the playoff.
No, it is relevant because it speaks to what their thought process is when it comes to the ranking. So this idea again that, I mean, you have teams that Indiana had 11 wins. They were not ranked in the top 5. They were not ranked in the top 4. They couldn't rank, in terms of the real seeding, not the, the automatic bids, right? They were ranked 8th. You know, BYU was ranked ninth. Like, this idea that, oh, they only look at strength of schedule and they don't look at wins, like, that's not true. They are looking at strength of schedule. Like, it's this idea that they're not looking at the record is ridiculous to me. And by the way, again, if Ohio State or rather Alabama or any SEC teams, if they want to show that they're really good, then handle business in your conference against the bad teams. Like, they don't have – this is not a conversation if they trade that loss to Vanderbilt with the loss to Georgia. Because then you say, no, we lost to Georgia. Georgia's a great team. Like, we killed Kentucky. We killed all these other teams. I think they'd have a better case. But they won't ever do that because they want to have that Georgia win, right? So, like, it's a ridiculous argument. These conversations don't even happen if Ole Miss beats Kentucky and Alabama beats Vanderbilt. Games they should have won.
Last year was – would Alabama, if they had played straight up against Indiana, for example, who would have won that game?
I don't know. They lost to Oklahoma.
That's the thing. I can't say, and this is why I say, and I go back to it, if you're only going to look at strength of schedule and not at the win-losses, then you might as well not even play the games. Because that's what you're saying, right? Like, who would win?
So, okay, then why are we doing just 12 teams? You might as well put the Ivy League in there. Because, like, who knows? Maybe University of Pennsylvania would knock off Ohio State. What do you mean? Of course, this is the whole exercise. There is some common sense here. You can't be like, well, why even play the games? Come on. I mean, we see what happens on the field.
When Tennessee traveled to the Horseshoe.
Yeah.
Before we knew that Ohio State was going to go on this run.
Ohio State was favored, weren't they?
Why was that place packed with Tennessee fans? Why did all the Ohio State people sell their tickets?
They're mad because they lost to Michigan. But no, so, what was the spread?
No one expected. I think people believe that was going to be an SEC school going into a Big Ten school and thumping them.
Oh, this is anti...
this is what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You just can't assume that the SEC school is going to win. That's always the assumption if you're going to say, well, their schedule is the strongest and they're the best, and always the assumption that the SEC is going to win, always. And I just don't think that's true.
Why didn't Georgia beat Notre Dame?
Because they got in their quarterback got hurt.
Well, everybody said the quarterback sucked.
Let me ask you this, by the way. By the way, yeah. You can't point to Tennessee because everyone knows come clutch time, like, what's going to happen with Tennessee? Like, we all saw Peyton Manning. We know what happens here. And the Buckeyes, the funny thing is, the Buckeyes had basically an NFL team that Tennessee was going against. I'm not faulting Tennessee for losing that game. They were actually a touchdown underdog. Regardless, I think top to bottom, it is interesting to me that those three teams that didn't make it, Ole Miss, Alabama, and South Carolina, they were interesting teams last year, like, especially... Like Ole Miss beat Georgia, who was a good team, and South Carolina was really interesting at the end of last year. So I just think that Saban has a good point. We'll see. This year, again, the SEC is look at the quarterbacks in the SEC compared to any other conference. These are superstars up and down the line.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Okay, lots more to do. Can I update a poll question for you, please? We brought back the great debate today earlier on in this hour, something we do on Wednesdays, but we put it aside to do our best nicknames and sports bracket.
I know who's winning this, I'll bet.
Okay, so we asked the question was, who is the most box office athlete right now? The person who is must see. We kind of said if an alien landed on Earth and said, hey, take me to see the one person, who would it be?
Yeah, and of all the choices, I know who the winner is.
Okay, well, we went around. Your choice, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes. I said Caitlin Clark. Manny said Steph Curry. EJ said Anthony Edwards. And Gordon Damer's in for Bogus today said Shohei Ohtani.
Let me predict. Caitlin Clark's winning, Shohei's second.
Flipped. Shohei is winning. Caitlin is second.
Oh, wow.
And basically, Patrick Mahomes and Steph Curry are battling it out for the scraps.
Well, listen, if you're going to show an alien a sport, do you really want to take them to baseball? Like, is that it's 2025. Let's show them the more popular sport. That's my argument.
I think baseball is the perfect sport. It's really sped up now. That's better for alien, attention span. I'm assuming they're so far in the future and so much more evolved than us that their brains are working faster.
You're going to explain the new rules about when you can use a bullpen person. Yeah, like, there's a lot going on. Yeah.
You have to explain BABIP.
Yeah, and you're going to get into analytics with all that. They're going to batting average versus on base percentage. I don't think you want to bring that in there.
Let's go to Jeff, who's in California. You can go vote at Maggie and Pearl. Who is the most box office athlete right now? Jeff, you want to talk about college football. Nick Saban saying strength of schedule has to be more factored into the college football playoff because SEC schools are getting penalized more for losses and not given enough credit for wins. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I just want to expose the fraud that the media portrays with the SEC. And it's all about money. I'm sure the SEC brings in a ton of money. They're tied in with ESPN. It's all about money.
Well, now yeah, they are. The they deal. Never used to.
No, it was okay. All CBS for a long time.
Check it out. Nick Saban, before the college playoff game with Texas and Arizona State, said, it's like Arizona State's like the kid whistling in the dark. Arizona State won that game. It was completely robbed from them. The spearing penalty, I don't know why that didn't get called.
Very controversial.
They should have won that game.
Yep.
You know, they had their best defensive player out the first half for the same penalty against Iowa State for the first half. Perhaps that's the only reason Texas was in that game. Texas, the crown jewel of the SEC. Oh, by the way, who cared about Texas, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M when they were in the Big 12? Now they're in the SEC. Oh, my God, they're these powerhouses overnight. Come on, give me a break.
Well, I don't know. Oklahoma didn't even make the coaches' poll, dude. Wait, Oklahoma's a powerhouse?
They're overrated. Their strength of schedule, 4 losses in the SEC, and they still get in the playoffs? Give me a break. I mean, come on, guys. We got to acknowledge this.
Jeff, thank you for the phone call. Agree with you that Arizona State got hosed in that game. Totally. That was a double overtime game. It was amazing. It's funny to call Texas the crown jewel of the SEC when they just just joined, but they are the number one team in the coaches' poll. Yes.
They're the first, I saw a stat, they're the first number one team in the coaches' poll to ever be underdogs in week one. Hmm. So they're not really the crown jewel. They're not Georgia 3 years ago. They're not Alabama with Nick Saban. They're the number one team, but I do think they're viewed a little differently.
Well, Jeff's saying that they got a leg up, right?
Last year they were the best team, but SEC, I'll admit, they did have a bit of a down year. And even 2 years before that, by the way, Nick Saban's last year, that wasn't even a good Alabama team, and they took Michigan to the last second. So I don't buy
but they
this.
They shouldn't have even been in the 14th.
They shouldn't have even been there. And then they played neck and neck with Michigan, which shows you, like, if you put an SEC team in, you said you never know what's going to happen. I think a lot of these teams could win on any given Sunday.
TCU
Saturday.
Beat Michigan. I mean, and then lost to Georgia. Right.
Yeah, Michigan won that. Michigan was the best team in 2023. And Alabama played, they gave them a much harder game than Washington.
And I was saying the year before that when TCU beat Michigan and then they got smoked by Georgia and everyone's like, see, they should have never been here. They beat Michigan, though. It's not like they completely embarrassed themselves.
Well,
they ran into a team that was all NFL players.
You got to let them play the games. That's the thing about this.
Let's do a field of 68 then, because why are you guys limiting them just to 12 teams that are in there?
Because of their brains.
Right.
Their brains will get mashed in if they do 68.
No, because it's college, because you would water down the regular season.
Why don't we do this in the NFL then? That's what I don't get about this.
The NFL has balanced scheduling, and that's the problem.
It's not balanced because the Bills are still going to have to play against the sorry Jets and the sorry Patriots and the sorry Dolphins.
Yeah, but they still have to play the number one Chiefs.
No, you're right.
Baltimore.
That's
but, yeah.
fine. But
you're right, but
teams.
It's a lot more balanced in college football where they're playing Sam Houston State in
week
3.
It's more balanced, but it's not even. Like, it's not. Like, the Bills, they talked about in that Hard Knocks getting number one seed, and that's what Thurman Thomas said the goal is. And it should be the goal. They should walk to the number one seed. Their division is awful. And, like, what the Chiefs should come out and say, wait a minute. We play in the AFC West. We got to play 2 games against the Chargers, 2 games against the Broncos.
Yeah.
Even though we have 3 losses and the Bills have 2 losses, how come we're not the number one overall seed? We would never accept that. It's ridiculous.
But the Chiefs had a 5-year run of super easy games in the AFC West, to be fair.
All right, but I mean, just my thing is pick any team. The team could say, hey, listen, we have a tougher. The Ravens last year had to go on the road in Buffalo, even though they had a much tougher schedule.
But it's a formula. It's predetermined 30 years ago. Like, at least it's a formula. College football is a nothing like that. The strength of schedule is so much more even in the NFL. And also, there's no decisions making. It's all 100% of it is by a formula that they agreed on in 2002.
Well, and then they added another wild card.
Right, but the actual schedule. Actually, you're right. They changed it a couple years ago by going to 17 games.
Yeah. Yes, that too, because you have that extra game.
But generally, I mean, listen, you can't compare the strength of schedule parity in the NFL than college football. Because college football, come on. No, it's all over the place.
Well, of course, and that's why, you know, the NFL, if you get a spread that's more than 4.5 points, it's a huge deal, yeah. Right? As opposed to college where spreads are 2 touchdowns, stuff like that. But right. To EJ's point is, you don't look at the win-loss records from the Bills versus the Chiefs and say, you know what, though? The Chiefs really do deserve the number one seed, even though the Bills' record is better because yeah. X, Y, and Z.
Well, guess what? If the Buccaneers go 14-2, they're going to get the number one seed. And no one's going to be like, well, wait a minute. They swept the NFC North, South. Doesn't matter. Yeah. They get it because that's what it is. And college football is the only thing we do where we point to some arbitrary conference and say, well, we know they're better, so therefore we should just put them in no matter what.
Oh, my God. You got it. I don't even know if you're being serious now. Like you're saying if a team plays nobody, it's the same in college football.
Texas played nobody last year in the SEC. Their conference record, their best win is like what? Oklahoma? They didn't. They lost the 2 games to Georgia, and we still ranked them 3.
Yeah, but you're making my case for me. Yeah, college football, there's too much imbalance in the scheduling. Everyone knows that.
But they got the respect because they're the SEC.
You're welcome to weigh in, 888-710-4ISN. Coming up, the quarterback battle, and Cleveland's just heating up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.